Hey, everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and we are joined once again by the one and only John Richardson of rncstore.com. Again, we have a link in the description for this. We'll go into that very shortly. I urge people to check it out, though. It saves a lot of lives. And, you know, there has been a big story in the news as of recent, which is Kate Middleton. Of course, she disappeared for a while, for multiple months. Then she shows up in AI-doctored photos, and then suddenly she makes an announcement, allegedly, though I believe that it's probably an AI video as well. And I'll go into that later, saying that she has cancer. Now, this comes just a couple months after King Charles himself, as we reported previously with John here on the show, said that he had cancer. Now, he is famous for going the all-natural route. You can imagine he probably knows a lot about apricot seeds and laetril. He said he's not going to be doing chemo, but Kensington Palace says that Kate Middleton will be going through chemo. And there's a huge psyop happening regarding cancer as of recent, as they push for mRNA cancer vaccine, as they push more, you know, vinegar into the wounds, essentially putting kerosene on the fire for the cancer issue. I think it's a good time that we talk about real ways that we could potentially eliminate cancer in the next few decades if people just listen and open their minds to other possibilities out there. So before we get into all that news today, I want to urge people once again, check that link in the description, rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center. As I always say, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on your order. I hope everyone goes and checks that out, because I think it could make a huge difference in your life or in people around you's lives. Many different benefits there as well. And we'll get into that more at the end of the video. But first, thank you very much for joining us today, John. It's always good to see you.
It's great to see you too, Josh. I love to follow your travels around the world. Like you said, the PSYOP is going strong. That they're trying to bring up cancer as something that could be vaccinated against. So all these famous people are getting it, and they're going to say, "Wow, you can if you just get this vaccine, you don't have to be like these rest of these people." But cancer rates, after 50 years of doing the same garbage they've been doing for 50 years, cancer rates are skyrocketing, and the turbo cancers that you and I have talked about have happened. But if Kate really has cancer, and she really is doing it, she should look me up, because I can show her this book that we found in our in our treasure trove, and it's called One Answer to Cancer: The Cancer Cure. I didn't say that, Josh. Remember, I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. But it's written by Dr. William Donald Kelly, and it comes from the 70s. So we've known about this answer. We've known about the answer, and your audience, the ones that listen, pay attention to you, know about this answer too. It's just hard to get it through our thick skulls when the entire media base is telling us, oh, it's something we can prevent with a MMR vaccine.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, John. Last time we did a video, I posted it, and this maniac on Twitter kept coming at me saying, "You're a murderer. You're killing millions of people by telling them to take apricot seeds, etc." I'm like, okay, show me one death. Show me one death. And we went back and forth for hours on end, and just show me one death, show me one death. Could not do it. Just, you know, ad hominem attacks. You know, people resort to projecting the issues of big pharma onto natural alternatives. And I've always said, I'm not telling anyone to not do chemo, though I personally would not do it. I'm not telling anyone to stop doing whatever they're doing. I always just want people to check out other opportunities, other options. And if your life counts on it, why wouldn't you? Now, I want to get into this Kate Middleton thing. Obviously, AI video. I mean, there's video from 2017 of her talking in the same shirt with the exact same hair, with the same strands of hair. You put these videos into an AI monitor, and almost all of them 100% say, yes, it's AI imagery. So there's a lot going on there, but that ties into the PSYOP itself. We've been hearing so much about cancer in the last year since this turbo cancer thing exploded, which happened to coincide directly with week 21 of 2021, which was the day of the first day of the week. That week was the first day of the emergency use authorization for the injections. Now, we all know people at this point, people who didn't before probably do by now. And I wanted to kind of ask you about, you know, this incremental move to tell everyone, you know, or talk about cancer all the time, push it into people's skulls, raise money for cancer institutes that don't cure anything. What do you think? Is it a money grab? Is there something more nefarious happening before our eyes?
Well, it's sad to say that the actual thing is they want us dead. And this is just another way to do it. Where maybe if we're just all dying of cancer, we're not going to be able to point to some nefarious group. You know, we all know what's going on with the COVID vaccine. Anybody that's halfway awake now, I think the uptake on the new vaccines is less than 5% now. Mm-hmm. When it was back, you know, when it was the big deal. So even the people that were taking it willingly are realizing that their relatives, people are dying off and people are getting cancer. So money is a big part of it, Josh, because it's a $1 trillion industry to keep people sick. And so the answers that we look to first, I just had a meeting with a gentleman whose mom worked with my father. Her name is Maureen Solomon. She was kind of famous. I actually have an article I found with her, with Ronald Reagan, who they were talking about Laetril and getting Laetril to be accepted widely in the US. And Ronald Reagan was on board with that. So was Congressman Larry McDonald back from Georgia back in the 70s. He
Was this before or after the CIA tried to shoot Reagan?
before. That's a great question.
Yeah.
But Larry McDonald was killed on a flight of 007, which there was a lot of people. He was using Laetril in his practice, but he was also a congressman. And so some of this history people don't realize, but anyway, I digress a little bit, but this is kind of on the same subject because the PSYOP's been going on for 50 years, but now they have an answer to it with this MMR or this, I'm probably mispronouncing it, this vaccine that's made that changes your biochemistry. That is being pushed now because they also probably can control us through it. That sounds like a science fiction movie that they can control what we do in our brains from these vaccines, but that also is the case. So that's a double. They can not only control our sickness and get us sick at will, but they can also control what we do.
Well, that's actually a fact, John. I mean, if you look at the master patent by Moderna, for example, which was written in 2018, it actually talks about how you can guide non or inorganic materials from the injections with frequencies from the outside. This sounds absolutely insane to anyone listening or watching, but it's true. You can look at the master patent yourself, and that master patent, you go down into the subsequent patents below it, and one of them just happens to be the COVID injections that we saw come out at the end of 2020, early 2021. So it isn't a huge stretch, especially with everything that's happened in the past few years, to think that maybe those things might be connected and there's something more sinister at work going down the line.
Well, yeah, I totally believe that, Josh. It's not even believe. I know. I actually know it because I have this. I have the documentation to back it up. I mean, you talk about look at this publication we found. This is the nitrilicide vitamin B17. Their nature, occurrence, and metabolic significance. Anti-neoplastic. That means anti-cancerous. They actually put suppressed publication because the FDA was going around confiscating this in the 70s. Anybody that had it, if you had this information, they couldn't just wipe it out of the internet. You can't find this. You can maybe Google it now and find a copy someplace, but this has data back from the 70s where we've known about these answers that you and I talk about, these natural answers. And if you do these natural answers, you don't have to worry about it. Like our good friend G. Edward Griffin is 93. And his beautiful bride, Pat, just contacted me last week and ordered 4 more bottles of Laetril, and they're in their 90s. And Ed's still speaking and doing interviews and doing the Red Pill.
Yeah, that's one of the things I find really interesting is Ed, G. Edward Griffin, of course, he's been taking this stuff since the 70s. And you'd think that he'd be dead if the mainstream media was correct about Laetril, but of course they're not. And we're going to go into that more later, but carrying on with like the PSYOP here, there's a article now out of gov.uk. So the United Kingdom's government website says major agreement to deliver new cancer vaccine trials. So that is happening at the same time as we're seeing this push and research into mRNA cancer injections. And this is blowing up really fast. I mean, when you see the problem reaction solution, that what they would call the Hegelian dialectic of this, where they kill a bunch of people, give a bunch of people cancer, and then try to cure it with something that will give you more cancer. It's like trying to stop an illness that I don't think even exists, like COVID, for example, and then give you an injection that makes you sick. It's circular. And that's what I think they're trying to do. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that is what it is, Josh, because it's been used for years for depopulation. Everybody knows somebody that is dying. Every time I have a conversation with anybody at a restaurant, anywhere, somebody has somebody that has cancer and they're dying. And as soon as I tell them I have a nutritional answer. You know, obviously, again, I can't say I have a cure because I don't want to get the Gestapo to bust down, but it's been said. And so, yes, this continuing this same mechanism, we all know we're all used to cancer killing people. So if it kills another 50% more people, we're just going to think it's cancer. It's, oh, it's just the horrible world we live in, when the answer is natural, not a vaccine, because cancer is not a virus. It's not a bacterial infection. They've tried to say that. It's not even a, it's not even something that attacks your body. It's not something you catch. You and I both know, and thousands upon thousands, there was nearly a million members in the 70s of an organization called the International Association of Cancer Victims and Friends. That organization no longer exists. Mm-hmm. They had chapters all over the United States where they were getting it approved. And at one point when, in my readings and my stuff that I've read about my father, I don't know, have I shown you this little?
Think I've seen that one yet.
Well, this is this. I just found this. I'm 59. This is my father. And I just found this. Amygdalin on the FDA generally regarded as safe list. It was on the list until the 70s. They removed it.
Why right at the same time as they start pushing chemotherapy extremely hard. And as I've said in past videos, one of the fathers of chemotherapy said himself at one point that Laetril worked, but that video keeps getting scrubbed from the internet. It's been impossible for me to find for the last 3 years. If anyone has it, please link it below the video, by the way. But yeah, carry on.
No, I just see this, all this information. Is we have a plethora of studies, toxicology reports, the Sloan Kettering proved, this has been proved, and doctors in the 70s believed that it was going to take 10 more years before they'd wipe out cancer, but they did such a tremendous job then with three major media outlets, ABC, NBC, and CBS, and maybe the New York Times. Mm-hmm. New York Times, Josh, we did a little study, a little bell curve. 188 anti-Laetril B17 articles were written about in the New York Times in 1977, the same time that my dad was having tremendous success, released his book, you know, was on Good Morning America. My same time he was doing that, many other doctors were talking about Laetril. Sloan Kettering did this study that they covered up, and we're going to be having that video called Second Opinion available on our website, Josh, and your viewers will be able to get it at a discount. We've contacted the producer. We've got the video we're re-releasing because they deleted it off of YouTube. Mm-hmm. By the way, they just recently deleted Ed's video, World Without Cancer, off of YouTube.
Which has been up forever, yeah.
Yeah, it's been up forever, and now they've recently deleted it. You can't find it on YouTube anymore. So the censorship is still going on. It's not like, oh, they're letting that go through now. No, the censorship, if they find it, maybe they didn't notice it. Somebody's out there. And I think the people that bug you on your podcast or in your thing may be just AI as well. Because I can't find anybody that wants to debate me about I eat 40 apricot seeds a day and I'm live and happy and it's Sunday morning early and we're having a good time talking about Laetril. So
yeah.
It is a little bit funny that it's so wide open, but the sheep, and I'm sorry if anybody's on your audience that considers them a listener, a follower of these news stories, but those sheep can be easily convinced just by repeating the lie that cancer, we're trying to discover the answer to it. It's $2 trillion we've raised in the last 10 years, and we don't have an answer. We do have an answer, but that $2 trillion is spent suppressing the answer.
Right.
And so, This little thing, and I keep talking, but this little thing is we made a copy of it. We didn't even find the color version. Then later we did. We made copies, put it up available on our website, and we're selling it to people. We want to get the information out there so people can read it themselves, not translate it through what I got to say. I didn't edit it. Let's just release the same things that are out from the 70s. So
absolutely. I mean, and by the way, we need to find a way to license that footage from Good Morning America from all those years ago. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I know personally so many people, as I've said before in past videos, where I've given this stuff to them and it changes their life. And they come crying to me after saying, I don't know what I would have done. It was a miracle. Suddenly, my daughter didn't have cancer. Suddenly, my son, suddenly my father, whatever it might be. And, you know, we've gone in past videos into testimonies, which that video has been very popular. It's been shared many times over, probably has close to a million views in all the different shares that it's gotten over time, where we go into testimonies from the 1970s. I think it was just from 1 year or something. And it was a huge, huge amount of testimonials. And, you know, one of the things that we need to explain here is that everyone always jumps to the same thing. They say, oh, cyanide, it kills people. I don't really want to go into this again with you, John, because we've gone into it a million times. If people want to know about the fear-mongering around cyanide, I urge people to actually do some research outside of mainstream media, because on mainstream media, if you look at The Doctors, for example, the TV show, they were doing a whole episode one time attacking Laetrile, amygdalin. They're attacking apricot seeds and claiming cyanide poisoning and all this stuff, which is complete nonsense. Again, G. Edward Griffin is still with us, and he's turning 93, and he's been taking it for a long time. But the reality is, and I take way more than the bag says I should take in a day, and I have never had an issue. But the thing is, you know, we have that evidence in front of us. People go to that doctor's YouTube video, and every single comment below it is my father, my mother, my sister, my aunt, my cousin, whatever, my best friend took this stuff and suddenly their cancer's gone. So who are you going to believe? Like the mainstream media that is funded 96% by big pharma corporations, or, you know, testimonials from people on the ground? Something nefarious is happening. There's a cover up happening. And one of the number one things they seem to be wanting to cover up is Laetrile. When I make a video on economics and I just leave a link in the description for rncstore.com, the video gets taken down. So it tells you everything you need to know about the censorship. John, you know, we've gone into this stuff a lot of times. I want you to give us an outlook on where you see the movement towards utilizing things like Laetrile, where it's going in the future, because it seems like more and more people are awakening to it. And I talk to random people on the street sometimes, even here in Istanbul. I had this conversation a few days ago where this woman I was talking to knew all about Laetrile. And I mean, it is spreading, the word spreading. So where do you see this going in the future?
Yeah, that's the great news, is it's not just John Richardson or my father. It's a whole mass of people out there, Josh. And you've affected so many people. I hear your name consistently as well, by the way. And thank you, and thank the world for you being brave enough to be one of the first people to tell the story in this new generation. Because you had this love for G. Edward Griffin, who wrote Creature from Jekyll Island, and you also knew he wrote about World Without Cancer. So I see guys like Dr. Brian Artis, who started Healing for the Ages. I don't know if you've heard about it yet, but I found out about it after they already had the event. Next year, he's going to have me lead off the conference with a guy named Rick Hill, who's celebrating his 50th year of being cancer-free using Laetrile therapy. He was in the Congress back in the 1970s, believe it or not, taking 6 Laetrile capsules, and then told them, hey, if it's true that this stuff's poisoned you, I might die during this conference. I could get him on here to show to your audience too sometime. He'd love to do it, but he's going to lead it off. And Rick is a very virile, healthy, strong man that's 50 years cancer-free using Laetrile. His story isn't out there. Hardly anybody knows about it, but there's thousands of stories like that. And people are, I'm getting Dr. Spurl in back East. There's different doctors I'm working with. And I know they don't care if I'm putting their name out there, but I have doctors across the U.S. that are using Laetrile not to cure the C word. We're not doing that, Josh. We're not telling people we're curing it. What we're doing is doing the same thing my dad did, telling people that we're supporting the immune system in a way that it has the tools to fight it off. Mm-hmm. And if that's basically the way that everybody needs to approach this, that you don't have right now, if you don't have B17 in your diet, you don't have the tools to battle it off. Just like if you don't have vitamin C in your diet, you don't have the tools to battle it off. So I see an explosion, literal explosion. I had to hire somebody, Josh, just to read my emails. Okay. Now that's a shameful for me to admit. People send me email and they're expecting to get me. I can't even keep up anymore, because
you're about as hard to reach as I am. Both of us back and forth,
traveling all across the world.
Yeah,
it is true. We have other people helping us do that, but it's nothing about, it's just how much time you have in a given day. And I'm discovering so much. Let me beseech your audience, because I found some people in your audience that get a hold of me. Let me beseech your audience to anybody that can help catalog old newspaper articles that are actually cut out of the newspaper, or old handwritten letters or journals or things like that. What's the best way someone from your audience can help me? I have thousands and thousands of documents, letters, case histories, books, transcripts, photos of famous people like Ronald Reagan and, some other names, Red Buttons, maybe a name you don't know. But
Red Buttons, of course I know Red Buttons.
Had a handwritten letter saying that Laetrile cured his wife's cancer and she's only alive because of it.
Yeah.
We have that handwritten letter with a picture of him and other famous people from the 70s. Nowadays, it's gone. They've demonized Laetrile so much with this cyanide thing. And you and I have covered it. It's not true, Josh. I'll tell your audience, anybody that wants to write a letter to or go to our website, you can learn about the mechanics of how it works. So you can stop the fear mongering, because if people were dying, Josh, I wouldn't be doing this. People are living. And here's the, you called it the Hegelian dialectic?
Hegelian dialectic. Yes.
Okay. The Hegelian dialectic is to make people believe the thing that's the best for them is the most poisonous for them. You win the battle, because not only do you make them have fear not to take it, but even people that do take it think, oh, I can only take one or two of these seeds. Yeah. Otherwise I'm going to cyanide poison my. Don't believe it. I do 40 a day. And I know.
Oh, we've done it before on video where we both took a handful of about 25 each, and people could see it in our previous reports. Yeah. I mean, people have this weird view of things because they're basing it on what the government and the media says is okay and what is safe. And the media that told everyone to get injected and lock themselves inside for several years is in no place to tell people how to stay safe and healthy. I mean, it's absurd. And by the way, John, you mentioned Red Buttons. It was funny because, of course, he's famous. He was did a lot of comedy way back in the day, and he was popular on Carson and on the Friars roasts and stuff like that. I was sitting watching the old show Little House in the Prairie, because I like, you know, quaint, nice, humble shows every now and then. I was watching it with my wife, and it says guest starring Red Buttons, and I was like, I look at my wife, I'm like, oh, Red Buttons is on it. She looks at me, she's like, what? But you know, I was born in the late 90s, because you're an old soul, Josh.
You and I have hung out as friends, and we have such great conversations about things. You're smart, way smarter than me, but I just know about this Laetrile thing and this history of stuff. But I'm impressed that you know who Red Buttons is. But also the guy that's famous for Unsolved Mysteries, that show. Remember that? What was his name? He's a tall guy. Unsolved Mysteries, has a great voice. He's another one. I didn't prepare for that for what we're talking about, but I should have. Because we're talking about Kate Middleton, and she's famous, obviously. And I hope we use this and turn this around from their psyop of trying to get people to do, the vaccine for the mRNA vaccine going look into it to find out the natural answer. Because we're getting it out there. We're getting this information out there. Just like I love the fact that what happened, I'm sad about what happened in Russia. Absolutely. That's horrible. Anybody that dies, but I'm happy that we found out the information. We have channels to find out exactly what happened. So we don't have to believe, you and I don't have any chance that's ISIS that pulled that off. We know. I watched on Alex Jones, I watched one of the lead reporters show exactly, they traced these people. They knew exactly their names. They caught them before they got back to where they were going. And these guys got paid 1 million rubles or whatever, which is worth like $10,000 to kill 133 people. It's just the evil ones doing this to, you know, what is their goal? I think it's to get us into war or kill more of us. Yeah, I think.
And destroy the food supply, starve us, destroy the energy grid, force order out of chaos, force us into conscription, martial law, lock us down some more. The United Nations said that this would happen this year, most likely, if not next. And of course, it's false flags abound. I'm in Turkey right now, and it's interesting because one of the guys is allegedly from Turkey, but, you know, no one believes it on the ground. You talk to people in other parts of the world. Like I was talking to an Iraqi guy, and he was a translator with the U.S. Military as an Iraqi with ISIS. And he's like, no, they're CIA. Every translation, they're just handing weapons to these guys. Like it's not real. And none of this is real. And that's why, and they're utilizing pop culture in order to bring in these things, whether it be health related, whether it be freedom related, both actually come together at the end of the day. And that's one of the things that drives me crazy about this, is because, you know, with this Kate Middleton thing with King Charles, they are basically pop culture. They don't have any relevance outside of that, other than maybe drinking baby's blood. Of course, that should be investigated. But the point is, they aren't getting cancer. They didn't actually get injected with a vaccine. I don't believe that for a second. Come on. They're the ones launching the Great Reset. King Charles literally launched the Great Reset with Klaus Schwab. So I think it's just a part of the PSYOP that is entertainment, bread and circuses. And yeah, I think the royal family fits into that. So when I see this stuff where two major members of the royal family have cancer at the same time.
There's three. I think there's a third too, Josh. There's a third I heard about. Yeah. So it is awesome. Yeah. And but here's the good news is that enough people are awake that they're going to go and okay, if they keep hammering this, if CNN keeps telling us to go this way, we should go the other way. And I think there's like 80% of the people are that way now. You bump into people at the airport, they realize they've been lied to. People are waking up every day. So this is just another thing. And if they can't take away your health, if you eat the proper amount of amygdalin, like my dad said, and you can get this little book and read through, it's a fascinating stories. If you just eat enough amygdalin, you don't have to worry about these other things they're trying to do to us as badly. Cause you have, just like we're not dying of scurvy or not dying of rickets. Cause we get enough vitamin D in our food. We get enough vitamin C. We can prevent the C word. And that's the heartful message that I am. Like I said, I'm not glad to see that they're using the PSYOP, but that when they do, enough people wake up, enough people like us just get reminded of this. And that was one of the stories I was telling earlier, that this guy, that his mom had been doing this for years, working with my dad and doing Laetrile, forgot about Laetrile and got the C word. He forgot. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to mention his name yet because we're going to bring him back. He's going to be okay. And it's going to be a great story. But he forgot. I asked him, why didn't you use, you know, your mom did this in the 70s. You knew they were helping people all over the place. His wife said they forgot.
It's unfortunate. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's basically, yeah. They do such a good job psyoping us that our own relatives who should know better, you have some, go out and get the jab or don't believe that this little seed can work. And I have had a situation with friends. I have to finally call my friendship into question. Either you think I'm a crazy person and don't trust me, or you're my friend and you need to do this. So you're around, just like Ed Griffin. We need to be around 100 years and we can get through all this stuff. We can see the other side of this horrible thing because we're waking up the world, and you're doing a great job doing that, Josh. And this report about Kate Middleton is going to wake up more people. I know.
Absolutely. It is. And you know, J. Edward Griffin is extremely busy these days. It's funny how, as I've known him for 10 years now or so, every year he gets more busy as he gets older. It's unbelievable. But, we're trying to get him back on the show here at World Alternative Media. I've been emailing him back and forth, and hopefully it'll be coming up soon. But, it's very important that people know this isn't just from injections. This is from, they're spraying the skies. They're putting stuff in the food. They're putting mRNA in the food. They are trying to make us eat bugs, which lead to cancer. They are trying to get us in so many different ways, the water supply, et cetera. So I think it's very important to take precautions. This isn't just like, hey, I have a tumor, I should take this. It's about, hey, how about I try this so that maybe I don't ever have to worry about, going to a hospital one day and finding that lump. So I think that's incredibly important going forward. As always, my friends, I urge you to go to that link in the description, rncstore.com. We have a special link there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H. And, I ran out of apricot seeds when I got overseas here. I still have Laetrile B17 and B15 pangamic acid. I need to pick up some more. But, it ships everywhere. It's really important that people go and check that out. You have pangamic acid, which is extremely important as well. And it's a good combination with all these things. You have books. You have all sorts of stuff that you can pick up on that website. And they last a long time. And you can put them away for a while you're going through one bag. You could get the apricot seed meal, where you can basically put it into a milkshake or into a smoothie or things like that. So there's lots of options. They don't taste good, by the way. The seeds do not taste good, but it's like, okay, yeah, you know what's worse than that is potentially sitting with tubes down your throat and loss of all your hair in a hospital bed suffering. It just goes without saying. They always said Buckley's taste bad, but it works. I don't think it really works. I think it just gets rid of the symptoms. But the point is, if something does work, won't you be willing to, this tastes way less bad than Buckley's. So just think about that for a second. Maybe 10% as bad as Buckley's. So
we are trying to do things like, we do have a book on there. It's called The Little Cyanide Cookbook, tongue in cheek, to let people know back in the 70s, my dad, you and I have mentioned on show, it says, this, if people ate these diets, we'd wipe out cancer, let less hasten the day. And my dad believed that and knew it. And I know it even more now because of all the data I get. But the seed meal is great for putting into recipes. And so that's a good thing. And I always put in my coffee. So I got two scoops in my morning coffee this morning in my Tiffany and Company wedding gift that my wife gave me coffee this morning. I know it's not my color, we have lots of ways to get in your diet. And we actually tell people the many different ways. And even if you buy a book on our site called Cancer Free with Food, That's a book that sells on Amazon, but we sell as many copies. We sell a lot of copies on our website. They're the second most Amazon. I'm not as big as Amazon yet, Josh, but that book teaches people how to just change their diet, and you don't need to have the seeds, but the seeds are the highest concentration of amygdala in nature. There's 1200 foods with it in to repeat to everybody. So it's not something you have to worry about cyanide poisoning, because you get it in lima beans, millet, barley. My wife and I are starting to eat a millet bread from a custom bakery around here. We're getting other people to eat it. So that has lanterol in it. So let's go back to those foods.
Nectarines as well, right? Things like nectarines.
Yep, the seeds of almost every fruit have amygdala in it.
Yeah.
And the fruit of apples, I did a little video that I'm going to put out of myself eating an apple, and I ate the whole thing while I was describing the mechanism of how the seeds broke down and how it works. And I ate the whole thing, and I'm going to put that on social media. I just got the idea, and every time I eat an apple, I ate the whole entire thing. So the only things left is the stem.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because, here in Istanbul, I was sitting at a lounge talking to some people, really good conversation with people from all over the world here. And we saw this dog. It's a local dog. They take care of the dogs really well here, but they live in the streets. And this dog was 16 years old and covered in tumors. And so I'm like, well, that seed meal will come in handy. Throw it in the food. Let's see. And what's interesting in other countries is people are like, yeah, let's try that. But in a lot of places in the United States or Canada, I say that and people are like, are you crazy? No, we'll just go to the doctor and put it down. It's like, no, there's other options out there potentially. I'm not saying it's definitely going to work, but hey, it's worth trying. And you know, when life is the question, then the answer is always yes. Try our best. So I really appreciate you joining us as always, John. And I urge people once again, check that link below, get on this today. You could order it in, you could order it all over the place. And again, if it doesn't really matter what country you're in, I think if you're in North Korea, it might be a little difficult, but otherwise I don't think anyone's watching from North Korea anyway. So be it. So make sure to check that link in the description.
But if you're in Australia, it's only for facial scrub. You only can use the seeds for facial scrub in Australia. So don't let one slip in your mouth in Australia, because when you get them there, they have to be used as facial scrub. So
yeah, it's weird how cancer rates are so high in Australia. I wonder if there's a nefarious agenda happening there. Well, anyway, yes, I urge people again, check those links in the description. And as always, thank you for joining us, John. I look forward to talking to you again soon. I'm sure maybe in the next month or two, we'll catch up again. We always seem to, and there's so much to get into with this news lately, unfortunately, I have to say, but nonetheless, more the reason that we try to, gather the troops here and get people feet on the ground trying to actually solve a real problem that is one of the history's honestly worst problems. So again, thank you very much for joining us today.
Your audience is lucky to have you, Josh, because keeping reminding them of this will change lives. It is changing lives. And I can tell you, just look at G.R. Griffin, who wrote this book right back over here, World Without Cancer, been around 70 years. It's the 50th year anniversary. He's 93. And so he's a testimony to it, but there's many, many more stories like that. So you're helping your audience, and congratulations to you. And so it's a great thing for me to be able to report on this because of Kate Middleton.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you very much. And I hope it helps people as much as humanly possible. And again, it comes down to all of you watching to do something about it. As always, until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out with John Richardson from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.